This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Show today is all about you. We're so excited that you're here. Look, your health is your greatest wealth. Don't let anyone tell you anything different. And I think probably, if you don't know it, you probably do know it deep down. Maybe you just haven't been making the right choices, and that's okay. We all make the wrong choices sometimes. But today's time to get back on the horse. It's time to get back on the wagon if you've fallen off. Because remember, your choices determine your health, and it doesn't matter about the past. Okay, that's the good news. Today is a brand new day. You want to focus on today. That's your gift. And always realize that your best days are still ahead. Today we're going to talk about choices, talk about the things that really matter when it comes to your health. It comes down to the basics. And don't forget, on this show also, you can call in. And so the number's always right there. Call us. You can text us. Get on social media. You can DM us. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You know, TikTok, whatever you're into, whatever you want. We're on all the platforms. And we just want to be here for you each and every day. But your choices, and your choices really matter. And when it comes down to our health, it really is great because our body's regenerating every single day. And what that means is that each day old cells are dying off and new cells are forming. So we get a brand new body about every year. Some organ systems take a little bit longer, up to 7 years. But the good news is that, for example, they say, science says that if you were to be smoking for a long time, which a lot of people have, and you decide that you want to quit, you can take an amino acid called L-taurine. Okay, it's always good to use. They found in the research that it helps to rebuild lung tissue. But the body naturally will rebuild the lungs in about a 7 to 8 year period. Now think about that. Let's say you smoked for a long time and just made really bad choices. That's okay. There's a lot of marketing around that for a while. And let's say that you decide to just quit, which I hope you do. and then you decide, hey, you know, I really want my body to regenerate, like Doc says here on the show. Guess what? It will. If you give it time, science has told us and shown us in studies that the body will regenerate. These organ systems, the lungs can regenerate. Now, hopefully, you don't get to the point where there's lung cancer, and that is very high. I mean, lung cancer is the number one cancer there is right now with all the cancers. It goes lung cancer number one, then colon cancer, and then it goes down the line. Okay? So you want to do everything you can to really do what you can to get the body to regenerate. So we see your calls coming in. I'm going to jump to those in just a moment. But that's really what I want to hit on that big time. Your choices matter. And here's the deal. A lot of times we get stuck in what we did in the past, right? But just remember that the past is behind us. And focus on what you can do right now. Because right now is all that matters. Right now is all you have. In the palm of your hand, the greatest gift we were given is the ability to choose. And I'm telling you, that's one of the greatest things we can do every single day to make our health better. So let's jump in and let's go to Cecilia. Hi, Cecilia. Welcome to the show.
According to my time, I don't know what time you come through, but I'm wanting to know, suggest taking coconut oil 2 tablespoons per day, which is quite a lot of oil. It's kind of, it would be icky just to do one after the other. And I don't have any way to cook because I live in an assisted living with only a microwave oven. Bless you. And that's the only way. So how would he suggest me taking that oil in order to get the amount that he's recommending?
Yeah, so
it's kind of icky just to take one tablespoon and then the other, or even to take one alone is bad enough.
Yeah, so when it comes down to the oil, coconut oil is great. And it can be icky. It depends on how you take it. I like to either cook with it or put it in some form of smoothie. Now, I know you got the microwave, and that's like the only thing. But let's get you like one of those bullet blenders. If you get one of those, you can put some protein powder in with some water or some coconut or almond milk, either one. And then also take a tablespoon or teaspoon of coconut oil, put it in there, blend all that together, and it works great. So it's a great way to get your coconut oil in. But, I mean, I'll tell you, the easiest way to do it is to cook with it. Now, if you microwave, let's say that you have vegetables, and which I hope you can get like a hot plate, which would be really better than microwaving all your foods because it's just a lot better for the quality of the food the hot plates are. So if you could possibly get one of those, that'd be great. Probably, you know, in your assisted living that just plugs in like a microwave and you could just have a little burner there, whatever, to cook with. But if you could do that with coconut oil, it's a lot better. Okay, now remember, coconut oil, grapeseed oil, and real butter are the only oils that don't break down under heat. If you use olive oil or any kind of vegetable oil primarily, they'll break down at a certain level into trans fatty acids. And as you know, that's one of the number one cancer-causing agents that we have. So same way, I'm not a big fan of vegetable oils as a whole. Cold olive oil, where it's not been heated, is very healthy. But when you start to heat and cook with olive oil, in my opinion, research that I've done and seen, not the best. So with coconut oil, either cook with it, or if you've only got the microwave for right now, then take your food, your vegetables, your chicken, whatever that you put in the microwave, put a spoonful over it, and let it melt as you heat everything up, kind of stir it up, and it kind of dissipates, and you won't really taste it, and it won't have that ickiness like you're talking about, okay? Thanks so much for that call. Now, you can always call, just like she did. Our lines are full right now, and we're going to get to you, so hang tight. But you can always call us and really get down to any kind of question that you have. A lot of people are emailing us in. They're sending the questions in that way, DM, which is a direct message as well. So all of those can be helpful, and you can reach us any way that you want to. Okay. Now, let's talk about blood pressure for just a minute, because it's a question that has been coming in quite a bit, and I just want to address it. Blood pressure is one of those things that you can overcome. So I just want you to realize that. That just because your doctor, remember, your doctor puts you on medications for a reason. Because they can't go home and hang out with you, right? They can't go with you to the grocery store, to the gym. They can't get you out of bed. They can't push you off the couch, right? So they can't get you where they need. They need you to be managed so that they're covered. So that's why medications work so well. They can put you on lisinopril, or they can put you on, you know, any of the medications, right? And they know that if you just take that, because of the studies and the research that's been done, that your body will pretty much self-regulate and manage. Now, they're going to tell you that you have to be on this probably the rest of your life. That's only partially true. And the reason they're telling you that is they're basing it on the fact that you don't change anything. Like, you don't lose weight. Do you know that if you lose, in studies, these are studies that have been done, that if you just lose 5 pounds, that it can drop your blood pressure by over 10 points. So that's a big deal. So if you're hanging around 140, 150, and you're trying to get that down, lose the weight. I mean, it's not hard to lose 5 pounds. Anybody and their grandmother or grandfather or great-grandmother can lose 5 pounds. You just have to put in the work. You have to eat the right kind of foods, just like we talk about here on the show. Follow those protocols, and you can do great. It's not that hard. Blood pressure is one of the easiest conditions, like diabetes. And I say easy, because it's, even though you cross the line and you have high blood pressure or you have diabetes, they're reversible. Like, we know for a fact. Like, I can sit here and say, you can reverse high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and heart disease. It's been done. You know, it's been done in multiple studies. Matter of fact, Dr. Dean Ornish, a friend of mine, he has done these studies. He's got the whole Ornish method. This is amazing. The guy has put the work in out in California, and they know for a fact. We're colleagues at the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, and the work is amazing that they've done to prove that you can reverse those conditions. So your lifestyle is your medicine. Remember that. No matter what, like your lifestyle, the things you do every single day, the choices you make. So I'm going to give you three things that you can do to lower your blood pressure. Bar none, every single time it works, no matter who you are, no matter what the genetics are, whatever. Okay, so here's some things you can do. Number one is start moving. We have proven exercise. Now, I know you're thinking, well, Doc, yeah, okay, I've heard that, but I just don't like it, whatever. Here's my answer to you. If you're over the age of 40, okay, it is a non-negotiable for you to be exercising. Period. Like, here's the bottom line. If you want to be healthy, you're going to do something every single day. Remember, if anything is worth doing, it's worth doing every day. Do you just eat once a week? Or do you eat every day? Do you sleep once a week? Or do you sleep every day? Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To find out more, connect with On-Call Radio online at mtnetwork.com.
So make sure you start to exercise. I don't care what it is. Jump on a mini trampoline. Go walk the golf course instead of getting in the golf cart. Don't be lazy. Do something different. You know, if all the guys are whining with their beer bellies, like, get on, start walking. And you set the example for your guys or gals or your team or whatever. You know, you do something every day. Walk. Whatever you can do. If it's cold, don't come up with excuses. I get that all the time. Well, Doc, it's too cold where I am. It snows all the time. I'm up north in Michigan or in New York upstate or I'm in Minnesota. Okay. They have the Mall of America, biggest mall in America, in Minneapolis. Okay, go to the mall and walk every day. It's warm. They've got the heaters on. You know, you can find these places. So I just want to encourage you to not come up with excuses. Come up with reasons why you can be successful and not reasons why you can't. But exercise is non-negotiable. That's number one. Number two is when you're eating, a plant-based diet has been the most proven to lower blood pressure. And that's in my book. And if you go get my book right there, myfreehealthbook.com, we send it to you for free. It's a total free gift from us to you. But in that, I have a plant-based diet that you can follow. We call it the anti-inflammatory diet. And you can follow that to a T. It gives you all the tools. You can also go to asahealthclub.com. We've got it there as well. So multiple places that you can get that. But a plant-based diet, number two, is vital. Yep, cutting the meat out has been proven. And fish and eggs are what I like to stick with. I do meat every now and then. It's got to be really high quality for me to do that. But just know that a plant-based diet, if you have high blood pressure, will bring it down. It's been proven in all the studies. Okay? Number three. And this is a big one. And I know you're thinking, oh, he's going to say lower the salt. Well, I would say that's number four. Salt's important, but remember that salt can also be important for keeping blood pressure stable. So you don't want to just like totally get rid of all the salt. And the quality of salt that we take in is really, really important. Celtic sea salt with all the 68 plus minerals that come inside the Celtic sea salt, the pink sea salt, is one of the best. And the junk sodium that's in a lot of processed foods, yeah, we need to get rid of that. But the natural sodium that comes with all the minerals is actually beneficial to the body. So keep that in mind, that the third thing is going to be managing stress. It's a big one. And I don't care what you say. If you have high blood pressure, you have stress. Period. Because the bottom line is it can be emotional stress, internal stress, whatever it is. But there's stress going on that needs to be managed. And a lot of times, it's things that you haven't even thought of. It's a lot of times it's things that have been there and they're suppressed, and it's your subconscious mind that's dealing with it. And if that's the case, okay, that's fine. But you've got to get to a place where you can manage that. It may take counseling. It may take something. But if you're harboring bitterness, or if you're holding on to things, or unforgiveness, or you've lost things, or you've gone through tough times, look, that will always, always, always impact your health. So you've got to come up with a way to manage the stress. And it's not with drugs. It's not with alcohol. It's not with bad habits. So bad habits are not going to help that at all. So you've got to come up with a new game plan that can really, really help. But managing stress, the key for blood pressure, it just is. So you've got to exercise every day, 7 days a week. Don't ever stop. 15 minutes is all you got to do. I don't need 45 minutes. I don't need an hour. You can do this. That's the thing. Is you've got to realize that you can do this. Now, here's the deal. This is for the guys. If you have what we call a spare tire, you know what a spare tire is, guys, right? You get the big waistline. Remember, your waistline is your lifeline. And if you're over a certain amount of distance around your waist, you're asking for things like metabolic syndrome, and you're asking for blood pressure. That has to come down. When you get on a plant-based diet, guess what? And you exercise on a regular basis every day, guess what's going to start to slim down? The waistline's going to come down. It has to. Every single person that we've ever worked with clinically, with our health coaches, in our clinics, with our providers, everybody that had put in the work. Now, people that don't and they say they do, that's a different story. But if you put in the work, you can get the results. And when it comes down to blood pressure, remember, it's one of those it's one of those conditions that you really can unravel and get your health back. And it's like that with diabetes, cholesterol. There's several that you really can. I believe these are really not, I don't like to call them diseases. I like to call them health challenges, because health challenges are always something that you can overcome in that process. And, you know, on this show, we want to help you do that. We want to give you the tools. We want to give you the ability to be able to do that. But just remember, your body is amazing. It's regenerating every single day. So each day, old cells die off, new cells form. We get a brand new body about every year. So that's the good news. How many of you know that's good news? It's really good news. Now, I'm about to talk about some things that are going to be really beneficial to you. One of them, I'm not even going to tell you. We're just going to wait till we come back in just a moment. I'm also going to get to the calls. I know you've been waiting for me. So just hang tight, and we'll get to that. But I will tell you this, is that when it comes down to diabetes, there are some keys that need to be followed in an exact manner. And I want to tell you what those are, because blood sugar-related conditions are a big deal. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. I'm so glad you're with us on this show. Look, this show's about you, it's about your health, and it's about your life. So let's talk about a couple of things. I want to talk about diabetes and give you a couple of tips on that, because diabetes, along with high blood pressure, is one of the number one health challenges that if you've lifestyled your way into it, then you can lifestyle your way out of it. And I'm going to give you a couple of tips on that. But first, I want to go to the phones and talk to Noah. Hi, Noah. Welcome to the show.
I get muscle cramps. The more I use my muscles, they just seem to really cramp up bad. And it's not just a light cramp. I mean, it's really, really bad. And I've taken every kind of magnesium and everything you can think of that anybody's ever mentioned, and I just can't seem to get rid of them. I just have to do extremely light work and not very much of it.
Yeah, so when it comes down to muscle cramps, one of the big things you've got to do, and this is ultra key in this, and this is really, really important, it's dehydration. And dehydration, you may think you're drinking enough water, and if you're taking the magnesium, there's a version you want to take. So let me go through this with you. Using electrolytes in your water is a really, really good key. And it's something that I recommend and always suggest. I do it myself every single day. So it's a multitude of electrolytes, though. It's potassium and sodium and magnesium. It's a lot of that, right? So we lose that when we sweat a lot, if we're outside a lot, if we exercise a lot, we lose those electrolytes. So I would start with your body weight. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you want to do half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. So if you're 200 pounds, you want to drink 100 ounces. That's why I've got my water here. Like, I drink it nonstop. All day long, I've always got water coming in. So 100 ounces a day if you weigh 200 pounds. If you weigh 150 pounds, it's just half of that, and you do 75 ounces. That's all you have to do is put in the right amount of fluid coming in, and 9 times out of 10, the cramps will stop.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering the bids by Finland and Sweden to join NATO.
Today I'm proud to welcome and offer the strong support of the United States for the applications of two great democracies.
Biden meeting with the leaders of the two European allies at the White House and calling it a momentous day. He said NATO is the most powerful defensive alliance in the history of the world. The man accused in the mass shooting at a Buffalo grocery store has been indicted by a grand jury. Some family members of the victims were in the courtroom, with one yelling out to Peyton Gendron as he was let out after the hearing was adjourned.
Peyton, you're a coward!
Gendron allegedly killed 10 people at the Tops grocery store last weekend. He is charged with first-degree murder. He remains held without bail and is due back in court on June 9th. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
One person is dead after a shooting at a Lockheed Martin plant in North Texas. It happened this morning in White Settlement, west of Fort Worth. Police say this is not an active shooter incident, but a suspicious device was spotted inside the suspect's vehicle. The CDC says it's now investigating 180 cases of unexplained hepatitis in children. That's 71 more cases than it had reported earlier in the month. The agency stressing most of the cases are retrospective cases that go back as far as October of last year. The second men's major championship is underway, with the PGA Championship teeing off at Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Defending champion Phil Mickelson pulled out of the tournament last Friday. Tournament organizers saying Mickelson is keeping himself on hiatus from professional golf after he talked bad about both the PGA Tour and rival tour he helped start, LIV Golf. 15-time majors winner Tiger Woods says it's always disappointing when the defending champion of a tournament isn't playing.
Phil has said some things that I think a lot of us who are committed to the tour and committed to the legacy of the tour have pushed back against. He's taken some personal time, and we all understand that, but I think that some of his views on how the tour could be run, should be run, been a lot of disagreement there.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Welcome to the show. This show is about you. It always is. It's about the choices that you're making every single day. It's about your health, and it's about your life. Look, your health is your greatest wealth. No matter what you do every single day, your health has to be your top priority. And if you don't think so, just try losing it. The sad thing about it is, what I see and have seen for years in clinical practice and, of course, here on all my shows, is that people don't really get worried about it too much, especially younger people, until you lose something, right? You get diagnosed with high blood pressure, or you get the depression, or diabetes hits you at age 35, and you're like, what in the world is going on, right? So your health is your greatest wealth. If you have your health, you can do so much in life. And so our health is determined by our choices. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. So on this show, we're going to be talking about that. I've got so much to talk about with you today. And people have been calling in. Matter of fact, we're going to go to the phones right now in just a moment. But just know this. Know that whatever you brought here today, wherever you're tuning in from, at whatever point you're tuning in, we're here for you. That's the key. You have a family here, a group of people that want to help you, encourage you, and see you win to reach your potential and become the best version of you. That's what the show is all about. Now, today we're going to be talking about colon. How do I say this in the best way? I can say it in my doctor speak, but we're going to be talking about pooping. How about that? We're going to be talking about how to get your body to make sure that you're doing it the right way, that it's coming out the way it needs to, and that it's happening the way it needs to. Now, look, it's one of those dirty words that nobody wants to talk about, right? It's the one thing you kind of get a little shy to talk about. Now, some people are proud to talk about it. Some people are really proud of their poop. They take pictures of it. They'll show it to you, you know, the whole nine, right? Maybe it coils, maybe it comes out, you know, the whole thing, right? People talk about it. So what's healthy? And the reason is, the one thing I always tell people is that you're only as healthy. Remember, we are what we eat, just like Granny taught us. So don't forget that. But you're only as healthy as the food you can eat, digest, absorb, assimilate, and eliminate. So your elimination is a real key. Now, people get really concerned about that. You know, if you're constipated, which means that things aren't happening, then that's not a good sign. Now, that could be coming from a lot of things. It could be coming from the fact that you're not drinking enough water and you've got a lot going on there and you're dehydrated. That's a possibility. The other thing is with constipation, it can be mental and emotional. Kids have this happen a lot of time. They're holding on to things, right? Stressed out, they won't poop. So that could be another issue that's causing that a little bit of a restriction or hesitation. But as we get older, it could just be something as simple as not enough water but not enough fiber in our diet. And that's a big one. Fiber is a key that we all have to focus in on. Now, here's a unique study that came out that I think is really, really interesting. And I shifted a lot of things in my own eating habits when I learned this. Is that, so you know that lung cancer is the number one cancer. If you didn't know that, lung cancer is the number one cancer. The number two cancer that we all face and deal with worldwide is colon cancer. And guess what? If your colon is not healthy and it's not getting enough fiber coming in, then you set yourself up for it. That's why you have to get colonoscopies starting at age. They used to say age 50, but now it's 45. Matter of fact, when I was in medical school and we were doing colonoscopies, and I was working with a gastroenterologist who was just amazing, right? But we were in training. I was doing those, and I'll tell you, it was what I saw even in people's early 50s was amazing. And that was about the time that they moved the average age back to 45. Now, they've always made it 45 if you had a pre-existing family history of something like that. But nonetheless, let's talk about how to have a healthy colon. All right, colon cancer is rampant. It's all over the world, and there's things you can do. When I saw this study, I changed my own eating habits. For every 10 grams of fiber that you eat, you reduce your chance of colon cancer by 10%. So what does that mean? The average of what they recommend in medicine for general health is 30 grams of fiber, 35-ish grams of fiber a day. So 35 grams of fiber a day is what we, you know, what we plan on and everything else. So that's good. But that gives you about a 35% reduction or chance against colon cancer. So what if you bumped it up to 50 or 60 grams of fiber? And you're thinking, man, that's a lot of fiber. Not really. Not if you're eating your vegetables on a regular basis. Not if you're eating salads and broccoli and all that. I eat almost a 16-ounce serving of beans, black beans, kidney beans, any kind of beans, every single day. And you know where I learned that? I learned that from a friend of mine who's an amazing, amazing physician, Dr. Michael Greger. I asked him a question. I said, in your opinion, with all the study that you've done, he's done a lot of study. This guy is brilliant. But he wrote a great book called How Not to Die. It's great. It's so great. But we share a lot of similar philosophies in the plant-based diet. And I asked him a question. I said, what would you say are the three keys to longevity? If you had to kind of, you know, wipe away all the clutter out there, because the internet and all that's cluttered with all kinds of information, right? One day something's good for you, the next day it's not good for you. I mean, you get it, right? I know you're reading newsletters, watching shows like this, listening to shows like this, and you're like, oh, man, there's so much information. So he told me three things. Beans, and this is what you eat every single day for longevity. Beans, greens, and berries. It's that simple. And so I started doing that on a regular basis. Noticed a massive difference in everything. The way I pooped, in the way my energy levels were. And I was eating things like that because I eat this way all the time. But I was real focused on certain types that I started adding in. And it made a big difference. So why am I telling you that? I'm telling you that for a reason. Fiber is important and we don't get enough. The average American, okay, gets about 10 grams to 20 grams of fiber a day. That's it. And that's why colon cancer rates are so skyrocketing high. So I want to encourage you to look at counting your grams. Yes, 35 grams is the standard. My suggestion for most people, and for myself, it's what I do myself, is 50 grams. I shoot for a benchmark of 50 grams. And if I go over that, great. But I shoot for a benchmark of that. I'm telling you, it's one of the best things you can do for protecting against, and guess what? Protecting against colon cancer. And guess what? Your poop, once you start getting up in that fiber range, it's amazing. So let's talk about poop for a minute. So your poop is really important. Your elimination is really important. The foods that you eat and the way that your microbiome, your flora in your gut, the way that it's set up, if it's healthy and it's got the right kind of bacteria, then your elimination, your pooping is going to be great. If it's not, it's not going to be so great. So there's things like odor. If there's a lot of odor when you go to the bathroom and you poop, that's not a good thing. It should be odorless for the most part. It should be well formed. If it's not, if it's all over the place and not solid, and you know, then that's not a good thing, right? So there's a certain components that your poop needs to be that is a great indicator of how healthy your gut is. Healthy gut is a healthy body, period. I don't care what anybody says. Like, your healthy gut, you should be focused on gut health more than just about anything else. If you can get your gut healthy, everything else in your body is going to be healthy. Because we are what we eat. And you're only as healthy as what you can digest, absorb, assimilate, and eliminate. So the foods we've got coming in, all that matters. Remember, the anti-inflammatory-based diet, which I've got in my book, which is free. If you go to the website, we're giving it away to you for free. Go to the website, myfreehealthbook.com, and you can get the book for free. It's hardback. It's a bestseller, and I'm just giving it to people right now. You pay the shipping and handling, whatever that is. But I'm giving the book for free because I care about you. I want to believe in you, and I want you to have at least a starting point and a tool to be able to use like that. But listen, your gut health and your poop and your fiber intake, your colon is an area that we all have to look at, maintain, and really keep check at a high level. Okay, so I want you to focus on that. Remember, your fiber grams, 35 minimum, shoot for 50 as a goal. All right, let's get on to the phones. We are going to go with Mia. Hi, Mia. Welcome to the show.
I'm calling for my 57-year-old daughter who had a mass taken out of her breast. It was 3 centimeters, non-cancerous, but it did show abnormal cells that had clumped together. It was all the biopsy. There were no cancer, and she had surgery, had it removed, no cancer. The doctor wants to put her on, the oncologist wants to put her on tamoxifen for 3 years to reduce her estrogen production. She's had blood work done. She's through menopause. And I was just wondering if there's something natural she could take or something she could do besides going on this medication.
I want to welcome to the show Lynette. Lynette is an amazing story with Keto Chow. Lynette has lost almost 140-plus pounds using Keto Chow. It just absolutely blows my mind. I cannot wait to hear her story. I want to welcome her to the show. Hi, Lynette.
Hi.
So glad you're with us. So tell us a little bit about your journey and using Keto Chow, because there's a lot of different ways to do keto, right? So we know that. And Keto Chow, their whole thing is that they make keto easy. And I think for the busy person, for the mom, for anyone that really struggles with doing keto and not having the time to prepare, you know, all the meals that a lot of times it tends to require to make things taste good. How did you get started with Keto Chow, and tell us a little bit about your journey?
Oh, that's a great question. So my doctor put me on keto about 3 years ago, and I am a busy mom. I fall into that category. And so I was always running kids' places, don't have much time to cook. And I had a neighbor move next door. My new neighbor actually introduced me to Keto Chow. Once I tried it, I was actually hooked. It was amazing. It was quick and easy. It tastes great. It's really filling. And so it was great for me to be able to make it and have them in the fridge and grab them on the go. I could take them when I took my kids to lessons or to soccer games, volleyball games. So they really worked out great for me. They really helped me on my journey. So I really credit Keto Chow for helping me with my success.
So, Lynette, I want to thank you for being with us. Thank you for being on the show. I'm so encouraged by your life and in your passion for living a life that, you know, whether it was keto or not, to make the choices and the changes that were necessary to get your health back. for yourself and for your family. And I love that you found a company that, I believe in so much, Keto Chow. They're great people, great product, and of course, it's a great supplement and food for your everyday life to make it easy. It makes keto easy. That's what Keto Chow says. So it's great. So Lynette, thanks so much for being with us, and we wish you all the best.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Everybody's got stuff. I give you 101 reasons why I can't. But my brain, I have conditioned every single day to come up with reasons why I can't. Why I can go to the gym. Why I can get up 30 minutes earlier. Why I can, even though I've got 1,800 things to do today, why I can still get to the gym. I can't. So I've got three sayings that I use every single day, and I don't waver from these. And when that stupid voice in my head starts to tell me that you can't, the reasons why you can't, I say three things. Number one is I can, I will, and I must. Those are my three phrases. No matter what, when it comes down to my goals, things I have to do, I can, I will, I must. That's the key. So I want to encourage you to have your system when it comes to stress management. You know, have your system of what you do and what you're going to do when it comes to managing that stress. It's a big deal. You know, 9 times out of 10, if you'll just focus, you can do really, really well with that. Okay, let's go to Lucas on the phone. Hi, Lucas. Welcome to the show.
I'll be 80 years old in 6 months. I got a couple of issues. I'm prostate enlarged, which you may have heard of the new way that you can not be urinating all the time. It's called Urolith. They put it like a plastic fork into your prostate that opens up and lets the urethra to have some looseness so you'll be able to urinate a little longer into your bladder. I take about 21 vitamins or more. I do take prescription for high blood pressure, mm-hmm. and I had a heart stent in August, but I'm getting along better. But I would like to know, but I'm getting some water retention and swelling in my ankles, which I'm taking B6, mm-hmm. but they said that I got some dandelion, and I'm taking a blood thinner, so that you shouldn't take the dandelions because it makes you clot in the blood thinner so you don't clot. So could you give me some information? I need to get rid of this bile like that.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I tell you, they all go hand in hand. I mean, what you have going on is very typical, and you see it together quite a bit. The prostate, that procedure is really, really good, and a lot of guys get great results from it. It's a good procedure. If you haven't looked at supporting the prostate for a couple ways, number one is to look at progesterone. I would encourage you to get a blood test done with your doctor. Have them check your progesterone levels. A lot of times, as we age, estrogen goes up and progesterone goes down. When that happens, it causes major issues with the prostate, and that can cause the prostate to swell. It's something that's not looked at a lot. So I would ask them to do those two things. Check your progesterone levels. The other thing, before you get the procedure done, the other thing is to look at things like pumpkin seed oil, saw palmetto, and zinc. Zinc is a high deficiency that people have when they have swollen prostates. And most men don't get enough zinc. Like, we just don't. So getting enough zinc in your diet is going to be really, really important. I would check your zinc levels and make sure they're not just, for some reason, too low. So I would get all of that checked out. Now, the other thing that's really important is with the blood pressure and the swelling and the fluids and the kidneys, I would get started. I mean, it's so important for your eating habit. Look into a plant-based diet. I would encourage you to look at that. Plant-based diet, anti-inflammatory based diet. Your food is your medicine more than anything else. It really is it's the gold star and the factor that really can come in and make such a shift in your life and in your body. It's not just a pill or a supplement. Like, it really is the foods that you're eating every single day. That's what matters more than anything when it comes down to this. So I would encourage you to look at that and look into things like, I mean, I know you're talking about dandelion and these kind of things, but look into getting enough water every single day, making sure that you're drinking enough fluids every single day. Half your body weight in ounces of water. Provided there's no kidney issue, that's okay. And looking at things like there's arginine and citrulline together that makes nitric oxide, okay? These are two amino acids. A lot of people have different formulas. You can go to our website. We've got a whole formula there that helps to support this nitric oxide, which we know lowers blood pressure. I mean, there was a Nobel Peace Prize won for that research because of that. So we know there's things out there that does it, but I'm telling you, your exercise, your eating habits, your lifestyle habits, that all matters. That prostate thing you've got going on, I would get that looked at and make sure that it's not something else underlying. It's not, I realize that age plays a factor, but many, many times it is also nutritional deficiencies. As a matter of fact, there have been some experts in the past, present and future, that say that nutritional deficiencies are the root cause of most every health challenge that we face today. Remember, if the body's not getting something that it needs, then it begins to break down. And when it begins to break down, that is the thing we have to really watch out for. I mean, the body breaking down, all you got to do is intercept that. And you can give the body back what it needs by foods, by putting the right things in. And guess what? The body responds no matter what you are. 8 years old or 80 years young, your body is amazing. Look, this is always about you. This show is always about you. It's about you making the right kind of choices every single day. I want to see you win more than anything else. Look, you have a potential on the inside. And every choice that you make every single day helps you either get closer to that or further away from that. And I know that you can reach your potential and become the best version of you. That's what this show is all about. It's really not hard. Once you start switching over into that world, it actually is great. The digestive system works like a champ, and the body starts to work better. But the research is very, very strong. So I would look into that. There's great resources. If you go to our website, I've got resources. Our health coaches are always there to help you and encourage you and show you the way. But I would look that direction. So remember this. It's not about the magic pill, the magic, you know, root bark that they found in the South Africa that's supposed to cure everything. Look, there's some different elements out there that can help and be supportive. But it's the things that you do every single day. It's your eating habits. It's stress management. It's getting enough rest and sleep. You with me? It's those things that add up in this huge health account, like a bank account, that we have that can make the biggest difference. And I know this. I know this by you just sending the email in, that your mom has got one of the greatest cheerleaders by our side. And I thank you for sending that, because I know it's going to help her and many others.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA RX audio, visit us at ASA RX.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.